The National Constitution Center in Philadelphia has an important role to play in 21st century public discourse. That's the view of its new president and CEO. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more.
Jeffrey Rosen comes to the National Constitution Center from his position as a law professor at George Washington School of Law. He's also a legal commentator whose work appears in the New York Times, The New Yorker, and on NPR. The Constitution Center, he says, is a museum, a place for civic education, and America's town hall, where thoughtful debates can and should take place.
We can bring together people from the left and the right, judges and citizens and scholars, who can present the best arguments on both sides of any constitutional issue, and then leave it up to the audience of citizens to make up their own minds.
The Constitution, he says, is relevant to so many areas of life, including, for example, arts and culture.
Both questions of funding for the arts, which raise strong First Amendment questions, but also some of the most fascinating issues today involve the future of copyright and creativity and the question of how people can be paid to create music connected to copyright and patent arrangement.
The center's museum component uses stories to engage people.
That's what's so inspired about Signers Hall, actually seeing physical statues of the people who signed the document, learning about their stories. I learned that Ben Franklin is unofficially considered one of the most popular signers because he's rubbed off more than the others. People like to pat him.
In addition, temporary exhibitions illustrate constitutional principles as they apply to specific events, issues, or eras. Special programming this week celebrates American independence.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.